Hello and welcome to True North EV. My name's James, and today we're going to be talking to you about why I am choosing to be done with Hyundai Canada. With my next vehicle will not be a Hyundai. It has been quite the endeavor, basically since March of 2021, when they informed me and basically everybody that owned a Kona at that point that they can no longer charge to 100%, that they can only charge to 80%. And with that, they will work on finding a solution for replacing your battery. And it has been quite the endeavor. After over a year, I personally got a new battery. There's been basically stuff that they've been telling us that they will be giving us. They initially offered a $250 prepaid Visa gift card. That took, I believe it was about 8 months to finally get that. And in May, they informed me, without me asking, they informed me that because of the inconveniences, me and others will be entitled to, it was $5 a day, up to a maximum of $850 gift card on top of all this, as kind of a sorry type deal, I guess. It wouldn't be the best wording for it. So they informed me that in May, and I have been informed, yeah, that's not happening. I don't know why. Nobody can tell me why. I was told in May, and I was actually informed by Hyundai Customer Service call center, and I was informed of that by a dealership also, and now it magically no longer exists. So that's not even, it annoys me that they aren't doing what they told me they were going to do. On top of that, though, trying to get information on whether or not they extended the battery warranty, what they're doing to kind of cover if the warranty starts over, kind of like what GM did with the Bolt. They basically started everybody's battery warranty off basically at zero, and you got however many years left of that. Where Hyundai is basically, it first off took me many phone calls. The dealership that changed my battery, they had no clue about any sort of, they didn't know about the gift card, they didn't know about warranty, they didn't know, they were basically left in the dark about a lot of stuff. Talking to other dealerships, that seems to be how Hyundai Canada operates, is basically even leaving dealers in the dark, it seems, because trying to get any answers even from the dealers about this battery issue seems to be like pulling teeth. After it's probably been about 8 phone calls to service, to their customer service phone line, the only answer I can get is your warranty is the way it was. So if you were almost out of warranty or were out of warranty on your battery, too bad for you with this new battery. So they make a mistake and it's up to us customers to basically pay for it. Not literally with the battery, but it is to the point that I'm not sure, for them saying that they want to be all in, they seem to be not taking care of their customers, especially ones that started off early with them. Like I have a 2019 Hyundai Kona that I really like the Ioniq. It's a great vehicle. I do not like their Hyundai customer service, so I will not even be looking at it. I like my Kona. It's a great electric vehicle, great for a small family, great as a new first-time EV owner. But now when somebody asks me, would you recommend it? No, go buy yourself a Kia Niro EV. I haven't heard any complaints about Kia. They didn't have any battery issues. So they say Hyundai is their parent cousin company, but they seem to be operating very differently. Different batteries, different makeup. My only complaint with Kia is it seems to be hard to get any of their EVs here in Manitoba. It seems to be the kind of all the prairie provinces are kind of overlooked. But I think once Kia kind of gets in that mindset of actually wanting to sell all across Canada, I think they're going to do great. It's going to be nice to have that option where Hyundai is, I feel like this is going to be something that the dealership should even be fighting Hyundai about, because it is affecting them. I'm not going to look at a Hyundai, thereby it affects a Hyundai dealer being able to sell a Hyundai. I'm hoping stuff changes. I'm hearing great stuff about Hyundai USA. I'm hearing good stuff about other Hyundai. So I don't know what the deal is with Hyundai Canada, if we're such a small market that they don't seem to care if what kind of effect it may have on them with how it's affecting the image of how they're standing behind their product. It's going to be nice to see what GM does with their Chevy Equinox, even the Chevy Bolt. I feel like if the Chevy Bolt, they can get that charge rate up to like 75 kilowatts, same as the Kona, I feel like that would even be a great vehicle. So even at 50 kilowatts, let's be honest, there's a lot. If you have a Kona right now, switching to 50 kilowatts, it's about the same, especially with the way that we have our chargers across the country right now. There's not too many times that I'm hitting that 75 kilowatt cap there. So I need to start recommending pretty much any other make except Hyundai right now. It seems like a lot of other ones are really pushing to do better for customers. And I'm hoping maybe that will be a great motivator for Hyundai Canada. So unless maybe somebody out there actually works at Hyundai Canada, because the dealers don't seem to be in the loop either. So if somebody out there works at Hyundai Canada and can tell me what is going on, because I've done business calling in the past, I guess business calling it's called, essentially business telemarketing. And I've been able to I've learned techniques to move up the food chain to talk to somebody that actually might be able to answer questions a little bit better. And you cannot do that at Hyundai. It's basically you talk to the customer service representative that's talking to you, and that's about as far as it's going. Even trying to get other answers from them, it's basically, I've had some that have just said, no, you're not talking to anybody, we don't care, and we're done, type deal. They've hung up on me in the past, which is very telling. I don't know. It sounds like a lot of these customer service representatives that I'm talking to are talking to me from home, so I don't know how many of their calls are being monitored, if there's anybody even checking into it. But even reaching out to them via Twitter, Facebook, emails, it all seems to get the same answers. There's basically call us and, oh, sorry, we can't do anything for you. There's no even apologies for what has really happened. And so it's really disappointing to see a potentially great company really fail like that, just because the Kona, especially at its starting price, with incentives, and actually even now with the used vehicles, it's a really good price for somebody looking to buy a used vehicle, get in the EV scene at a more discounted rate. I've seen some Konas go for as low as 35 grand even, or some even a little lower than that. And when you compare that to a used Tesla at 60 grand, heck, some of these used Ford F-150s are going for double the price. So, and that kind of seems to be how it is right now, is, and the Kona, Kona and the Bolt seem to be holding their value, but going down still. So they're great beginner vehicles, beginner used vehicles, because let's be honest, not all of us can afford a brand new vehicle. But you don't really want to buy a used vehicle that may have problems with, that the company doesn't want to stand behind. I don't know, maybe it's because they got the new Ioniq, they got the Ioniq 6 coming out. So maybe they're throwing all their kind of might behind the Ioniq name, and basically the Kona's going to become either shut down or, I don't know. It, the Kona's kind of the accent of the EVs right now with Hyundai, it seems. And when you got an accent, you were kind of buying, I don't know, a budget vehicle, right? So you kind of knew there might be potential issues. It was kind of the step up from the Hyundai Pony back from when they started. But again, both of those were great vehicles. Same with the Kona, great vehicle. Just customer service is really lacking. The dealers aren't being informed of how everything should be operated. It's great to see other manufacturers like GM, Ford. GM especially was telling dealers that, like with the Cadillac brands, telling them basically you either got to pay a boatload of money, upgrade, actually be motivated, have skin in the game with becoming a dealer, an EV dealer, or basically we're buying you out. I feel like that's the way to go. That's a manufacturer that actually wants to move to electric. I know they're giving a bunch of money to Bolt owners to basically kind of keep them quiet, to not get not sign up to be part of a class action lawsuit. I don't agree with that, but getting $6,000 that on something that you might not have actually done or been a part of before anyways, I feel like it's a much better apology than what Hyundai has given us, which is a whole lot of nothing in a way. And try to get any answers from them is not going to happen. It's unless, hey, if somebody out there is with Hyundai Canada or knows somebody with Hyundai Canada, and they would love to come on this podcast and kind of talk about what's going on with the Kona battery replacements, how it's all been implemented, I would love to chat with them. They can reach out to me at truenorthev@gmail.com or truenorthevpodcast@gmail.com. And I would love to chat with them and get their side of it, because apparently there's no other way to do it. So I didn't really want to do this. I was hoping to get better answers and tell about all the great things that's been going on. But over multiple phone calls and a whole lot of no answers, this is kind of where we're at. So now that we're just over 14 minutes in, we're going to switch to a little bit better stuff. We got National Drive Electric Week that was just passed. Looking at all the great car shows that have come out, Saskatchewan has put on, I think they even got some more coming up. There is so many, it sounds like so many different shows going on, different towns, different cities, putting on a National Drive Electric Week car showing, I guess we'll call it, which fills me with great enthusiasm as to what's coming. because a lot of people would say that Saskatchewan is kind of lagging behind others. But what I'm seeing out of Saskatchewan is amazing. And I'm really hoping Manitoba kind of picks up the pace and actually continues on and maybe takes a page or two out of Saskatchewan's book, I guess. Even with Saskatchewan having now it's, I believe, $150 fee that EV owners have to pay at registration, it doesn't seem to be slowing them down. So this is amazing to see. And that part fills me with great enthusiasm to see what's coming up for these prairie provinces. So Manitoba, we compete with Saskatchewan for the Banjo Bowl. We have this great rivalry with Saskatchewan. Don't get me wrong. I love you, Saskatchewan. I was born there. I love you. But Manitoba, step up your game. Let's compete with Saskatchewan. Let's become this way better EV province. We want to compete with Saskatchewan for everything else. Why not electric vehicles? And looking at some of these electric vehicles that are in showing, I'm really filled with a lot of enthusiasm for what might show up at Manitoba EV Fest, which is happening this Saturday, the 24th, I want to say, at the IKEA on Sterling Line in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Really hoping that we at least have a F-150 Lightning show up. That would be fantastic. But if you guys are interested, come take a look at it, check it out. It's going to be a great show. There's going to be a lot of owners there with different vehicles that you can actually chat with if you have any interest in buying a vehicle. But let's be honest, most dealers don't have the vehicles available for you to test drive. You at least have the owners here that actually have real world experience. Because as for me, like if you followed kind of the chronicles of this battery deal, you've seen there's the ups, the downs, the good, the bad. And it's nice to know kind of what you're getting into before, let's be honest, putting down the $50,000+ on a vehicle that you possibly might not have ever even driven. So if you're interested, come take a look at that. I'll be there along with a lot more knowledgeable people than me. So we're going to keep this one short. If you guys want people that actually know way more news, actually have a much better EV knowledge than me, go check out Kilowatt Podcast. Go check out EV Resources. Go check out EV Revolution. Those guys are way more knowledgeable, way better news people than me. I'm just here spouting off in frustration. If you guys want to get a hold of me, you can leave me a voice message at anchor.fm/truenorthev/message. Or you could tweet me, I guess, at EV_North. You can reach out to me on Facebook at truenorthev. Or you could email me at truenorthev@gmail.com. And thanks for listening, guys. And hopefully the next one will be a lot more positive, especially with this Manitoba EV Fest going on. I'm hoping to actually get back to chatting with other great owners and about their experience. So thank you and have a great week.